With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a tropical system has prompted emergency flood warnings throughout much of Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for much of the state because torrential rain is expected to fall from the Florida Keys through the central part of the state into the western panhandle. Low-lying coastal and urban areas hit hard in June are expected to get flooded again. Sandbags have been distributed from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa. This tropical cyclone could develop into a tropical storm, which would be named Debbie if it strengthens. This system could cross over the panhandle Sunday into the Atlantic, threatening Georgia and the Carolinas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is boosting its military presence in the Mideast due to increased tensions.
The U.S. Defense Department will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11th attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 610 points, the Nasdaq dropping 417, with the S&P 500 index lower by 100. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army is fighting against modern slavery and human trafficking.
One of the Salvation Army's efforts is the Green Light Project in Greece. Volunteers are working in Athens' Red Light District to support women who are being sexually exploited and trafficked. The project team walks alongside survivors as they regain their physical and emotional health. The church-based ministry also is helping women gain the necessary legal documents to establish residency and find dignified employment. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A conservative group called Moms for Liberty has won a court victory over Title IX. The group, which advocates for parental rights, was fighting against the Biden administration's push to allow biological men into private women's spaces. A lawsuit against the Education Department resulted in a federal judge ordering that Title IX rewrite would be blocked from any school with a Moms for Liberty parent. This is SRN News. The feds may recall nearly 1 million Dodge Journey SUVs after a woman got trapped and died in a 2022 vehicle fire.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration upgraded an investigation opened last year to an engineering analysis and added 11 model years. The agency says it now has 19 complaints that inoperative door locks and windows can prevent people from getting out of the small SUVs during an emergency. Documents say investigators will look at the cause of the fire and its potential effect on the operation of the door locks. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Justice Department sued TikTok on Friday, accusing the company of violating children's online privacy laws and running afoul of a settlement it had reached with another federal agency. It's yet another legal battle that will determine if TikTok will continue to operate in the country. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.